Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded live and includes readings from Psalms and the Old and New Testament, as well as a reflection from our vicar, the Reverend Fabian Wirtz. We meet each Monday and Thursday at 9:15 on Zoom, and we invite you to join us. Simply sign in to Zoom using the number 856-0112-7207, and the password is 22 4466. You can sit back and listen or take part. Either way, we would love your company. Our readings are taken from Job 30 and Romans 13 verses 1 to 7. The reflection is by the Reverend Fabian Wirtz, entitled Pray for Wisdom.
And so we're still in the book of Job, and we are chapter 30. Thank you, Lynn, for reading that chapter.
But now they make sport of me, those who are younger than I, whose fathers I would have disdained and set with the dogs of my flock. What could I gain from the strength of their hands? All their vigour is gone. Through want and hard hunger they gnaw the dry and desolate ground. They pick mallow and the leaves of bushes, and to warm themselves the roots of broom. They are driven out from society. People shout after them as after a thief. In the gullies of the wadis, they must live, in holes in the ground and in the rocks. Among the bushes they bray, under the nettles they huddle together. A senseless, disreputable brood, they have been whipped out of the land. And now they mock me in song. I am a byword to them. They abhor me, they keep aloof from me. They do not hesitate to spit at the sight of me, because God has loosed his bowstring and humbled me. They have cast off restraint in my presence. On my right hand, the rabble rise up. They send me sprawling and build roads for my ruin. They break up my path. They promote my calamity. No one restrains them. As through a wide breach they come, amid the crash they roll on me. They roll on. Terrors are turned upon me. My honour is pursued as by the wind, and my prosperity has passed away like a cloud. And now my soul has poured out within me. Days of affliction have taken hold of me. The night wrapped my bones, and the pain that gnaws me takes no rest. With violence he seizes my garment. He grasps me by the collar of my tunic. He has cast me into the mire, and I have become like dust and ashes. I cry out to you, and you do not answer me. I stand, and you merely look at me. You have turned cruel to me. With the might of your hand, you persecute me. You lift me up on the wind. You make me ride on it, and you toss me about in the roar of the storm. I know that you will bring me to death, and the house appointed for all living. Surely, one does not turn against the needy when in disaster they cry for help. Did I not weep for those whose day was hard? Was not my soul grieved for the poor? But when I looked for good, evil came. And when I waited for light, darkness came. My inward parts are in turmoil and are never still. The days of affliction come upon me. I go about in sunless gloom. I stand in the assembly and cry for help. I am a brother of jackals, a companion of ostriches. My skin turns black and falls from me, and my bones burn with heat. My lyre is turned to mourning, and my pipe to the voice of those who weep. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. And our New Testament is taken from Romans chapter 13.
Let every person be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and those authorities that exist have been instituted by God. Therefore, whoever resists authority resists what God has appointed, and those who resist will incur judgment. For rulers are not a terror to good conduct, but to bad. Do you wish to have no fear of the authority? Then do what is good, and you will receive its approval, for it is God's servant for your good. But if you do what is wrong, you should be afraid, For the authority does not bear the sword in vain. It is the servant of God to execute wrath on the wrongdoer. Therefore, one must be subject, not only because of wrath, but also because of conscience. For the same reason, you must also pay taxes, for the authorities are God's servants, busy with this very thing. Pay to all what is due to them, taxes to whom taxes are due, revenue to whom revenue is due, respect to whom respect is due, honour to whom honour is due.
Thank you very much, Andy, for that, and Lynn. So Romans 13, Paul is moving into our attitudes towards those who are, in a sense, above us. We all have people, if we work, that maybe we work for, and that would be managers, but also in societies, there are structures to help that society flourish. And it needs certain structures, and part of that structure is governing bodies. And the reality we have in our democracy, people who make law, people who apply law, and then we have people who, judges if we break those laws. So we have the legislative, we have the judicial, and we have the governing bodies. And Paul speaks to Christian in Rome, the heart of the Roman Empire, and not that authorities are always fully good. And there was clear problems with Romans authorities, and problems of corruptions and misuse and abuse of power. But there is still a structure that helps every community to live in an orderly manner. And here it is about submitting to authorities for what is good, about good conduct, about living well. Anyone who lives well has nothing to fear about authorities. And the same with the idea of taxes must have been, as every time, quite unpopular to have to give part of your earning to the authorities, certainly if you don't particularly like the authorities. But in the most, when those are well used, they're there for the common good. They are building our roads, maintaining our hospital, ensuring that there is some kind of redistributions when people go to difficult times, that they might have help from the structure, not to fall into poverty. No, the structure is not perfect, of course. And sometimes they become quite evil. So this is not about being subject to authorities in a way of accepting evil. Sometimes we have to stand up for what is right. And those Christians in the time of Second World War, for example, in Germany, had to still live well in the sense of good citizens, but also stood up against what wasn't right. And at times had to face the consequences of that. That was not disobedience. That was disobedience to human, because obedience to God was more important. But so Paul here speaks to us all as Christians. In general, authorities are good. They are a desire for God for order. And what we see good in them, we need also then to follow and live as light into our world by our good conduct. But at times, we also need to be maybe disruptive in a good sense when decisions or directions that is taken by authorities are against God's desire and God's will. Then it is our duty as Christians in a constructive way to resist. And so at times people feel quite rightly the need to protest or to speak against certain realities as a way of expressing their rights in a democracy. So yes, what does it mean for us today to submit to authorities? And I think one of the ways to pray for them, Pray constantly that God will give grace and wisdom to those who are in authorities in our local councils, in regions, and at the government bodies, and to be aware of how the mood of our society can unhelpfully influence our own views. So easy and so quick to be critical of those in power and to get into that negative thinking. I think anyone who is called as a way to as a vocation is a challenge and needs our prayers. It's not easy to be in any places of leadership. I know a little bit about that, being a vicar of a church, but we all know we all have places of leadership in our lives. As parents, we are kind of leaders of our children. We know how that challenge that can be challenging, and we might have different ways and places of influence where we have some kind of leadership role, and we know it's not easy. So anyone in authority needs our prayers, our respect, but at time when it's wrong, we also need to stand for what is right before God, even at the expense at times to what people wants to do. So that was my kind of reflection. I didn't mention too much about Job, but there is lots there, and also the psalm. I think it's quite an interesting psalm too, about what it means to be faithful. So anything you want to add, Andy, or something you wrote down?
Yes, I'm so reminded of Jesus said, render to Caesar what is Caesar's, didn't he? And both Paul and Jesus were living at a time where their homeland had been invaded. They weren't in a democratic situation at all. They were oppressed by the Romans who had conquered them. And you know, to just actually read this and be aware of what Jesus and Paul were saying is actually quite incredible, isn't it? They're saying, you know, give respect to those to whom respect is due, honor those who honor is due. And it seems to me that, you know, when you were saying there, Fabian, that what we can do is certainly pray for those in authority, that is so right, isn't it? I mean, I'm as probably guilty as anyone, you know, criticizing people in power in government or in the council, whatever. But you're right, we should pray for them. Mm-hmm. And what I, you know, as you said that, I thought, well, what a great witness that would be amongst our non-Christian friends if, say, there's something that comes up on the daily news, and we say, well, you know, I'm praying for our government in this, or, you know, have you ever thought about praying for the government at this time? And that, and just leave it there, you know, it might actually prompt something in them, think, well, what's he talking about? Yeah, it's a weapon that we can use, isn't it? Instead of being critical and in a destructive sort of way, we can be positive by praying. Oh yeah, I think that's a good thought. That.
I've nothing to add except that I wrote down as a title for this Bible bite, Unceasing Prayer for Wisdom. That sort of encompasses myself. But the picture I sort of thought, those last lines when, you know, he's reminding us, you know, pay our taxes, respect, you know, that just must be what it's like in heaven, doesn't it? I mean, that would be heaven if everybody just lived by those rules, everybody. What a place, what a change there would be. You know, it just would be heaven on earth, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
So we do need to pray unceasingly for wisdom. not only for our leaders, but for ourselves too.
Yes, when we have those areas there, local governments, community leaders, those providing local services, the young and the elderly, schools, college, and places of education, and also places of healthcare with emergency and rescue organizations. So let's whatever God puts in our hearts or minds, let's pray. Heavenly Father, in a world that's often quick to criticize, to point to the defect instead of first coming with gratitude for what we still have in this country. We still have a system of education where most children can go to and learn new things every day. We still have a system where if we are in a difficult place and a need of emergency, there are ambulances that can bring us to a hospital. There are nurses and doctors and specialists who spend years of their life learning the skills that could mean the difference between life and death. We still have people who, and I believe because they want to make a difference, commit their life, commit their time to governing, whether it's local level, regional level, or national level. And it must be challenging that mostly they must be felt as having to carry weight of criticism. Whatever their decision makes, there doesn't seem to be any way to bring a kind of unity. And Lord, we are living in difficult times. We know we can't spend what we don't have. You call us to be wise stewards of the means we have. And that means difficult decisions. We know it on a personal level when we have to budget and make those decisions, things we can do and not do. Fill with wisdom those in government, especially when we have a Labour government who have inherited or just faced the reality of debts and what it means to create a structure that is healthy.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website www.stjamestaunton.co.uk and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.